A lot of you talking about the programme on BBC One last night, the True North episode, which was called I Love Lorne. The show got a lot of reaction on Twitter and Facebook. Seems a lot of the locals are not entirely happy at how the town was portrayed. Let's hear some of last night's show.
I came to work in Lorne in 2001 as a director in the council, to a place that was like taking a step back in time, almost stuck in time.
You lived in Lorne a long time?
21 years.
Has it changed?
No. Getting worse. Too many jobs closing.
I'm sorry during the 30s and 40s and 50s, 60s, I was 5 days. But now after that, gone. Gone it is.
George, do you think the tourists will come?
Well, we have many people who have come, but they're not staying, you know. If one person on the boat and every 10 even had stopped, it would make a big difference to the town.
For goodness sake, the Sunday Times said we were one of the top 10 places to visit before you die. Come and see us.
Let's just see just how awesome it'll be. It'll
be Ireland's newest and most unique tourist attraction.
People would give their eye teeth to experience this kind of thing.
And what's it going to be called?
I want to just call it the Goblins.
When word gets out about the spectacular nature of this path,
it comes from all over the world, from far and wide, because of the one of the seven wonders.
Well, Councillor John Matthews wasn't too happy with the programme last night. Morning to you, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm terrible, thank you. But thank you for asking, John.
I think you're fantastic. Seeing you on television and losing 5 stone, I'm trying to lose 1.5 stone, and I think it's phenomenal what you have lost.
Well, I thank you. I'm not used to a politician complimenting me, John. But let's get into Lorne here. What are we unhappy about? What's the problem?
Well, I'm not unhappy as such. I think the programme was good, entertaining. It was good television. It didn't set out to be a documentary to advertise Lorne. It showed characters. It showed a lot. The one thing that concerns me very much is the chief executive, Geraldine McGaughey. Now, Geraldine's probably cringing today when she thinks back and looks at what happened last night, because it comes very much across as if the Goblins Cliff Path project, which is progressing very well, was entirely her doing, and that is not the case. The Goblins Cliff Path, which is a flagship project costing many millions of pounds, has been a dream of Lorne Council's for a number of years. It was going to be our Millennium Scheme, only we couldn't get the money together. The drawings were all there. Everything was ready to go. And the great thing about Lorne Council has been, we have been united. We have worked as a team.
What is there to like about Lorne anyway?
We'll finish it. This is important. Across all the political parties. And we couldn't have made the Goblins happen had we not worked as a team.
What?
And worked with the community.
Yeah.
The community people...
Yeah.
Who have helped so much in this, Edward.
What is there to do in Lorne?
Sorry?
What is there to do in Lorne?
What is there to do in Lorne? There's to live and enjoy it. There is a good shopping street. Years ago, I had buyers from Liberties over looking at the furniture we made. They went up the street. They said, this is great. This is all owner-occupiers, none of the big trade names. There's a character about Lorne. People come to live in Lorne and they enjoy it. There are good social facilities. There's good boating. There's good golf. We're head and shoulders above the other councils in the area as far as our sports forum and promoting sports concerned. I was at the dinner on Saturday night celebrating Lorne Football Club 125 years in existence. Lorne's a good place to live.
Mark McKinty, the Ulster Unionist Party councillor. What do you make of how Lorne was portrayed, Mark?
Well, I think it was a very unfair interpretation of how the reality of Lorne is. I mean, there were endless lists of people that could have been interviewed, volunteers, who could have given their own perspective of Lorne. I mean, Prince Charles was shown to come over. The reason behind his visit wasn't actually stated, but it was to celebrate the volunteers and the work ethic of Lorne people following the bad weather of March 2013.
They showed a shot last night, to be fair, of how Lorne Borough Council was the national winner of the Toilet of the Year Awards.
Well, And we're very proud of that, but I think there's a lot more to show about Lorne. There are volunteers helping each other out in Lorne, the volunteers in the food bank, different charities, businesses that are making advances in technology and on an international level, and they didn't seem to feature at all, which I'm very disappointed about.
Comedian Neil Duggan is with us this morning. What's your take on Lorne, Neil?
Well, I didn't get seeing the film last night, but I mean, I just love a town that crowns a roundabout. You know, you've got to love him for that. I like Lorne, you know, and it's a butt of jokes, but the people are good from it, you know. The only thing is, I wasn't sure. I went on to TripAdvisor this morning to see they list 17 things to do in Lorne, believe it or not.
Really?
They're good. Yeah, they're good at the start. Right?
Yeah.
Like, because you've got the Coast Road and Glen of Waterfall. But then at 15, they run into Torbits Limited, which is the place that delivers the Caller gas.
Let me bring in that Margaret in Lorne. Morning to you, Margaret. Morning, Margaret. Okay, Margaret's not there. Okay, Neil, thank you. John and Mark, thank you very much.